looking at Detroit, I always like to ask this question first in the draft. What position don't they need to upgrade?
As Martin Mayhew said the other day, the only positions that they're opposed to drafting this week are punter and long snapper. So, now they won't be looking for a quarterback in the first round, obviously, but, you know, I think they could go a number of other different ways, especially at 10, receiver, you know, outside linebacker, cornerback. They could go virtually anywhere with that first pick.
Who do you see in the draft? What, you know, I've looked at a lot of different people. Some think, you know, they've got to go with Clinton Dix potentially. Others thinking maybe it's going to be Justin Gilbert. Out of those two DBs, who do you think is a better fit?
I don't think Clinton Dix is in the mix for the Lions. You know, I think I think they have Calvin Pryor graded as a better safety. I'm not sure they view either one of those guys as a worthy of the top 10 pick. I think Justin Gilbert is definitely in the mix. You know, look, I think the Lions, obviously they'd like to trade up if a Sammy Watkins or a Khalil Mack, you know, somehow slipped and fell close to their laps. I could see them moving up, and they wouldn't be opposed to moving down either. But at number 10, if they're there with the top of the draft, assuming a whole bunch of quarterbacks don't make their way in there, I think the Lions could be making a pick between Justin Gilbert, cornerback from Oklahoma State, and Anthony Barr, the outside linebacker from UCLA. I think both those guys fit needs, and I think they're both right in that wheelhouse of talent that could be available right there.
You've had the opportunity to watch the league's best receiver. I'm not saying Sammy Watkins is going to be like Megatron, but what do you like about Watkins' game? Whoever drafts him, because I'm with you, I don't think he drops the number 10. Who do you compare him to?
Sammy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. That's a good question. I think, you know, he does definitely has a unique kind of skill set there in that he's not the tallest of receiver. I know some people have said he's kind of the best receiving prospect to come out since Julio Jones and AJ Green. Well, he's not. I don't know if he's quite the same type receiver because he's not as tall as him, but just his explosive ability and his ability to get yards after the catch, that's really what separates him from some of these other, you know, draft prospects to me, receiver prospects. Mike Evans, such a big guy, but, you know, I've heard a Steve Smith comparison with Sammy Watkins, and I don't know if I buy that one either. I think Sammy's kind of Steve Smith is a little bit smaller, Sammy's a little bit bigger. I think Sammy's kind of a unique breed, and I think what he would bring to the Lions with his ability to get deep, paired with Calvin Johnson, would really help this offense.
You look at Detroit, and, you know, when you have Calvin Johnson, and, you know, yeah, quarterback Stafford's okay, maybe a little inconsistent at time. A lot of people expect more from Detroit. Why is it not happening?
Yeah, I think a lot of it starts with the quarterback position, you know, and really when you look at what they've done this offseason from hiring a new coach and Jim Caldwell, who worked with Peyton Manning, and an offensive coordinator and Joe Lombardi, who worked with, you know, Drew Brees, a lot of it has been about making sure that Matthew Stafford has the right support system around him to get the most out of all the talent that he has. And I think everyone in the NFL would tell you that he's an incredibly talented quarterback. Just for whatever reason, you know, things haven't come together. There's been too many turnovers or poor mechanics or decision-making or whatever it is. So, really, I think it starts there for the Lions that they need to get Stafford right. And I think that's why you see a lot of us talk about receivers too. If they give him another weapon, it kind of continues the offseason of Stafford in Detroit.
Detroit's defense. If you're picking linebacker, secondary, defensive line, which is the biggest weakness?
Well, you could argue any of them, really. I mean, I kind of lump the linebacker, you know, defensive line, you know, in together. I mean, the Lions, they're sticking with their 4-3 defense, but they are adding, you know, Terrell Austin, their new defensive coordinator, came from Baltimore, and they want that sort of rush linebacker element that they don't have. So that's the one area that they just absolutely don't have right now. But, you know, they did draft two rookie defensive ends last year, so they're still relatively young up front. In the secondary, the big question mark is Chris Houston and the toe injury that he's dealing with. He couldn't participate in voluntary minicamp last week, and he's coming off a bad year, and you know, that really leaves the Lions with kind of a lot of uncertainty right there. So I think they need a pass rusher a little bit more than a cornerback, but, you know, you could be swayed either way.
How many picks overall do they have in the draft?
They have 8, no fifth rounder from a trade for Mike Thomas a couple of years ago, and they have 2 extra fourth round picks. So, in good position to, maneuver up top if they need to.
Do you expect any players on their roster to be dealt?
No, not at this stage. I mean, you know, it's obviously tough to predict trades, but, you know, Ndamukong Suh has been the one that's been most talked about. And, you know, I've written and said and, you know, tweeted, you know, a whole bunch of times that, you know, I've heard nothing that would lead me to believe the Lions would, you know, deal him. They want to get a deal done. You know, and they expect one to get done this summer. And Martin Mayhew kind of said that yesterday, that they have no interest in trading Ndamukong Suh. So I don't think there's any impetus to trade any of these players right now. Mikel Lesher would be the only one that, you know, might factor into the mix. You're kind of a spare running back, doesn't really have a role, but the Lions aren't going to get much in return for him.